Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Jeff Lynch, who's the president of Hampton Jitney, one of the most revered and successful main transportation businesses here in the Hamptons, luxury liners bringing people back and forth from the city to the country. And Jeff, let me know how this all began. This is your 50th anniversary, I believe.
That's right. Well, 50th anniversary of Hampton Jitney. Started back in actually the official month was April of 1974 by a man you well know, James Davidson, who unfortunately is no longer with us, but he is the founder of Hampton Jitney, as folklore would have it, at his kitchen table in Bridgehampton.
And it wasn't to go to New York at that time.
That's right. The original concept that Jim had was actually just shuttling Hamptonites from hamlet to hamlet between Southampton and Montauk. And along with the shuttle vans, he had trailers to hold bicycles. So the idea being if you needed to get from Southampton to East Hampton, you could load your bike on the back of a trailer, get on a jitney and head out there. That was during the time when there was the energy crisis, the oil embargoes from the Middle East, and people back then were looking for alternative transportation. And Jim felt this was a good concept. In reality, that first season, I don't think I think it was popular. I know it was well advertised, certainly by Dan's papers, but I don't think it was a financial success. And Jim at that point was wary that it would be able to continue. And over the course of the next year, what saved him was family, friends, and other folks asking for transportation in and out of New York City to either close up their homes after the season or bring stuff out before the season. And at that point, he realized a route between New York City and the South Fork was probably a better business model than just hamlet to hamlet. So
that, those were small buses, I think 16 passengers.
That's right, 16.
No facilities, but they were like party. It was like people having a party going in and out.
Yes, yes. It was originally 16 passenger Chevy vans. And then, if you remember, he had the Argosys, which were basically a Chevy chassis built on what looked like an Airstream camper. They held a few more people, but not as comfortable as a modern day coaches, but yes, they were. It was like a party. There was seltzer on board. There was a host person, and everybody was very happy to get on and head out east to the Hamptons.
Yeah, and a number of well known people at that time helped it out, including Lauren Bacall, who did an audio of praising the Hampton Jitney and the waves along the side of the Hampton Jitney, part of the logo, were done by Roy Lichtenstein, the famous artist.
Yes.
And the Dan's Papers contribution at that time was the main name, Hampton Jitney, done by a guy named Tom Speckenbach, who was our art director and the son of a fishing camp building about in Hampton Bays. It had been a fishing place. And so everyone was having a real good time And as I recall, because I was around at that time, there was a lot of objection to it. You had to get licensing and this and that. And the railroad was dead set against this, thought it was going to be great competition. And eventually we all went to the city and slugged it out with them and got permission to have it on these stops going up the east side and coming out to the Hamptons.
That's right. That was this, you know, this was still in the days before deregulation, and this type of service required a franchise license from both the state of New York as well as federal operating authority. And the Long Island Railroad objected to Jim's application, and it required some heavy support from friends, family, and certainly Dan's papers. And yes, it took a little time to actually get the operating rights to run Hampton Jitney as we know it today.
Well, as we know it today, it would be, and you can tell it to us, to how astonishing it has grown to just quickly describe all the, how many buses are there and where do they all go?
Everybody knows Hampton Jitney for the scheduled service between New York City and the East End of Long Island. And that service runs 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have a fleet of almost 60 motor coaches that are out on the Long Island Expressway on any given day running that service. But Hampton Jitney is also a very big charter operator here on the East End. We have corporate clients. We have school districts as well as individuals that charter our vehicles and our drivers for their own itineraries. We're also a tour company. We have retail tours. We'll send trips into the city for, say, a Broadway show or maybe a game at Madison Square Garden. We'll sell the tickets to the show. We'll sell a meal around it and obviously the transportation. But we also do multi-day trips. We go off Long Island quite a bit. We'll go this year. We go as far west, I think, as Michigan to Mackinac Island. We're going north up to Nova Scotia, and we'll go as far south as Texas and Florida. So we're pretty much all over the Eastern Seaboard. But everybody knows us for what we call the line run, taking the jitney to and from New York City. And on that service, it's actually three lines. We have the North Fork line, which operates between Orion Point and here in Calverton, where I am today. Then we have the Montauk line, which is Montauk through Southampton, and the West Hampton line, which runs between Hampton Bays and Manorville. And all three of those lines go in and out of New York every single day.
Talk a little bit about the Ambassador service, which is the high scale trips, and what goes on board.
Our Hampton Ambassador class is it's been running now for over 20 years, and it's, you know, same routes, but it's a higher level of service inside the coach. We take a regular size coach, we take out the regular 2+2 54 seats, and we install 2+1 30 seats, so there's a lot more room in between the rows and a lot more room for our passengers. We install a galley in the rear where the trip host can serve amenities from. On board, we'll have anything from wine tastings to advertiser samplings. Certainly there's regular beverages, soda and water and food snacks. But yes, it's meant to be a higher level of service than the regular Hampton Jitney service, but certainly very popular this time of year. During the summer, our Hampton Ambassadors run full.
You also do service in winter up to ski country, up in Vermont, is it, or New Hampshire?
That's right. We go to Stratton Mountain up in Vermont. Originally, that was started as a deal with a real estate company that was developing around Stratton, and they wanted service, but ultimately we wound up doing it on our own because it was so popular. So we run anywhere from Christmas or New Year's all the way out to the end of the season. Each weekend we send um, We send trips up on a Friday to Stratton, and we'll actually stop at Bromley Mountain as well, and then bring everybody back on Sunday.
I think Jim Davidson would have been astonished to see how much this has grown. And when did your family get involved with it? I know he decided he wanted to sell it.
Yes. So Jim sold to my parents in 1988. Jim unfortunately got sick and realized he had to sell the business. My father was recently unemployed, and his partner ran the Cross Sound Ferry between New London and Orient Point, Connecticut. That's actually, as a kid, what I remember growing up on the ferry boat business. But he, in the mid-1980s, sold to his partner and did not know Jim, was not really familiar with Hampton Jitney, but there was a mutual relative, a gentleman by the name of Bruce McAllister. Bruce McAllister, he was on the board of directors of Hampton Jitney. He and my mother are first cousins. And Bruce is also the brother-in-law of Jim Davidson. So Bruce knew the situation with Jim, knew the situation with my dad, and ultimately brought the two of them together. And you know, it was serendipitous at the time, but worked out certainly for the Lynch family, and we've been here ever since.
Well, the McAllister family, that part of your family, has been in the transportation business for decades.
That's right.
Kind of transportation.
Centuries. So, yes, my mother's family comes from a long line of tug and transport, the tug and transport industry. It was originally called McAllister Brothers. It's now McAllister Tug and Towing. It's based at Lower Manhattan, South Street Seaport. It is a company that was started back in 1865. And it's still a family business. And actually, McAllister Brothers still owns the Bridgeport Port Jeff Ferry, and at one point also owned the Cross Sound Ferry on the east end of Long Island. And so it's all kind of related. But my father, before he got involved with the ferry boat business, worked for General Motors. So transportation is definitely in our blood. It's something that it's been we've been doing it for generations, and Hampton Jitney is the natural evolution of our family business. So we went from tugboats to ferry boats to motor coaches.
There's a famous cover that was on the New Yorker that shows basically a World War II landing craft. Yes. With Hampton Jitney on the side, and from its mouth are 30 or 40 cars of people coming onto a beach in their cars, but carrying bathing suits. And, well, it's a great cover. I'm sure you...
It is a great cover. It's hanging on the wall somewhere around here.
So have you got new plans for the future at all that you can talk about?
Yes, we're always thinking about expanding our services. We would like to see more scheduled service moving towards Western Suffolk County. So not just the Two Forks of Long Island, but also parts of the North Shore, as well as parts around Patchogue and Mauritius. So we're always looking at expanding the line run service. The charter business is something that we could grow tenfold if we wanted to, if we had the capacity. Unfortunately, drivers and equipment and mechanics are hard to come by these days, but that's another expansion piece. You know, we would like to see Hampton Jitney as a brand and as a company become much more regional, as opposed to this niche East End market that we have now.
Well, it's interesting because words sometimes get changed to mean things that people forget what the original meanings were. And Jitney was originally named that as a result of Jim Davidson's becoming aware of the Jitney service in the Southeast, specifically, I think, Singapore and Hong Kong, mm-hmm. where men would carry pull carts down the street from one place to another on a regular basis. And so but now that has this whole new meaning.
Yes. Well, Jim did not like the word bus. He didn't think that was appropriate for the type of service that he was trying to start.
That was what he'd wanted to do. The family's involvement, besides yourself, is a number of people. Is that correct?
Yep.
You're one of two, or do you have brothers and sisters?
I have three siblings, and all four of us are now owners of Hampton Jitney. My father unfortunately passed away some years ago. My mother is still alive and well. We certainly have to take care of her. But my brother Andrew is our executive vice president. He and I work together. We have a younger brother, Peter, who's also in the business. He's been in our shop for 20 plus years. And my sister, Stephanie, she's not active on a day-to-day, but she serves on our board of directors, and she's certainly involved, particularly with the 50th anniversary. We have a lot of advertisers and marketing going on, and she's been very helpful in that regard.
Tell me about some of the things that you're going to be celebrating this anniversary, this important half century.
We've already started. We have what we call the 50th anniversary 50 giveaways, and we have 50 trips over the course of the summer. Sorry, I don't know the dates off the top of my head, but it has already started, where that trip will have special goodie bags, giveaways for our passengers, various products from advertisers, friends, merchandisers, things that we hope our passengers will enjoy. We also have an event coming up, the Taste of Two Forks. I believe it's June the 6th, June the 7th, after the 4th of July holiday in Southampton Village.
July, not June. Yeah.
Where we are going to be, we took over the sponsorship of that event. It's a fantastic event. You guys have been doing it for a number of years. We're going to turn that into a Hampton Jitney 50th anniversary celebration.
When you come into the lobby of Hampton Jitney in Southampton, that's been the main headquarters until they've built this new complex in Calverton. There's a display, I guess you'd say it's about 200 square feet, that's elevated. And what you've got there, and as a beginning, I think, is on that platform right now, is you have some of the Hampton Jitney attendance uniforms and so forth for sale.
Our 50th anniversary merchandise. Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't show the... That's the 50th anniversary logo, and yes, it's been put on sweatshirts and t-shirts and baseball hats, and it's
what about having a you know, I was thinking about it, having like a jitney bus that goes round and round on a track like a train, and it was with
out
this,
here
like somebody would build some person would build as a train set that would take up an entire room. Maybe it's too late for that. But what else are you planning for that particular location? Do you have any more plans?
The Southampton location, yes, that's been our main terminal since 1982. And that building, as you know, was built way before that. It was probably built in the late 60s or early 70s. It's 50 plus years old.
It was originally a roller rink.
Yes. It was not meant to be a bus terminal, but it has served us well over these last decades, but it definitely needs some refurbishment, and the plan is starting next year is to start renovating that place room by room, because we can never actually take it all down at once because it's so busy. We have tenants in there. We have a gym. We have Enterprise Rent-A-Car. We have a Pilates studio. We have a caterer. So we're gonna be working on that building, starting with the terminal, that display that you mentioned with the 50th anniversary merchandise. That's just temporary. Ultimately, that's going to be a new reception desk, along with a new lobby, and we need a new shop. We need a new office. So those are things that we're going to be working on over the next few years.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast. I really appreciate seeing you face to face. We haven't done much of that over the years, but
yes. Well, thank you for writing. I know you're out there every day, and we appreciate the feedback. It's always nice to hear from you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan.